the window went out.
Our trip to the window has a great deal.
We love you, and we want to start our evening service. I was a little bit emotional move, and let's start our service with our wonderful hymn 255 in our hymn books. In the meantime, let me welcome you here to our church. It was a raining day, now stop it, and they said the rain is going to be tomorrow at noon. So let's enjoy this closing of the day. And for those who just turn on the internet, how blessed we are that you are listening and you are part of our ministry, especially on the Book of Revelation, and especially tonight as we cross the 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation and start in the final road of the other 3.5 years with the symbols that comes into the Bible. 255, blessed assurance. Number 2 and 255. 255, number 2. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of that precious Jesus. And we pray that you enable us to know the truth tonight as we study some verses in the book of Revelation and keep advancing in the knowledge. We thank you, Lord, for the study so far. And now, Father, as we start the very crucial time of the great, great tribulation in the last 3.5 years, We pray that you enable us to understand these symbols and the things that you have said in the scripture through comparing them with other things you have said previously in the scripture. And so, Father, that our mind may have a little comprehension of what you are talking about. Thank you for the great day that we have today in church. And now as we close the day with this meeting, we pray you bless us in one mind and one heart. In Jesus we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. You may choose the song, and if you are listening over the internet, you can reach us by typing on the Yahoo Messenger BBCMH95037, and then you can type the name of the song or the number of the song and we will honor that as we do it on Wednesday night. Meantime, here, which is your favorite song tonight that you want to sing? One song from your heart, all right? Anyone, okay, Brother Prater? 448. 448, good to see you tonight. We meet you in the morning. We call the police. It's not here. So, all right. Then it's okay. All right. 448. Yeah, 448. Ransom. Say it again. Buy back. He paid me back, you know. When I came to America, I used to live in, you know, in the Navy base in Alameda, and I saw a pawn shop. I don't know what a pawn shop really was. So I went inside, and here they are, different pens, valuable pens, rings inside there. And I asked the fellow, what is this? Is it used merchandise? No, he said, people need money, and they bring something, and I give them one-tenth of their value. And they have 30 days to rescue or 6 months to rescue, and if they do not come, I have the right to sell it to you. He said, sometimes the people come, and they buy their own ring back. So that is something that we're talking about here. All right? Lost his relationship with God, all right? And there was not anything the man can do to bring that relationship back. So God brought his son and paid for that and brought us back to him. How blessed we are, all right? He rescued me. Okay, Brother Francis. 425. Good to have Brother Francis in here and his wife. Are you going back to your house? No. Oh, no, stay here with us. All right, 425, all right.
Thank you.
Beautiful, no? Gorgeous hymn. Gorgeous hymn. All right. Okay. Did you got it, Pastor Greg? You understand that? All right. Okay. Okay. I saw Joe so serious looking. I said, well, he's still studying this. We finished singing already. All right. Okay. Yeah, I had to get back to somebody. Okay. Señorita. 61? Okay, 61 is 61. Oh, I know. All right, 61. Number 61. All the deep, deep love of Jesus. We thank you those in the East Coast to listen. It is about 8 o'clock over there. And so we thank you those in Baltimore and Delaware and New York, New Jersey, Minnesota. Thank you for listening. And many people now are coming in Philadelphia. I got calls and calls from Philadelphia. If we have a sister church in Philadelphia, I'm sorry, we don't have a sister church. Our sister church will be in Brooklyn, New Jersey, New York. All right, that would be the place to call the people there. All right, number 61, all the deep, deep love of Jesus. Again, we repeat our code letters to type and comes in our screen in our church. V as Bob, C, C, M, M, like mother, H, and then the number 95037. And you are right here in Bethel, regardless where you are in the world, and you can type the name of the son or the son number if you have the same hymn book, and we will honor you. Last Wednesday, there were so many calls that only we had one chance in the auditorium. There were all the calls from outside. And I'm surprised because our evening service at 7:30 in the East Coast is 10:30 in the night. But I'm surprised that they were all listening, all right? And what we do in the evening service, we read the scripture. This coming Wednesday, Tricia will read Deuteronomy chapter 1, all the way to chapter 4. And she's a good reader, so I invite you to come. And she reads very good. My wife's very happy. She reads with clarity, with pause, and class. So thank you. All right. Okay. Now, she already has a boyfriend, so don't write or call. Okay. Okay, what's the next song? All right. Tell me. Yes, sir, Chris, good to see you. 212. 212. That's 212. Is that right? Oh, how intelligent. All right. 212. Nothing but the blood. All right. We started in Sunday school today. The price is only the blood. Tommy, another son that we can enjoy. In the evening, we had this informal time that we enjoy singing. Camille. 372. 372. All right. Certainly. 372. Here we are. Who is on the Lord's side? Yeah, that's a good question to ask ourselves. All right? Who is on the Lord's side? Statement to say that, don't we? We are thine. That's a very heavy statement and almost a confession. And I just really love it. I hope it comes from the heart. All right, another song. Darlene. 211. Nice to see Darlene here. She was extremely sick and she is still not out of the wood, but she was here this morning. So we are praising the Lord. Those who get that flu, it sometimes get you down in bed. 211, hallelujah, for the cross. At the right hand of
the Father.
The Father. Praise God for that. All right. Stanza number 2 and 211.
Yeah.
before we choose the next one, I thank you for the cake today and the restaurant. Yesterday was my 74th birthday. The Lord was merciful to give me 74 years, and I'm very grateful. And this is the second time we celebrated in a restaurant on Friday. On Saturday morning, I got calls from all over the people, and I was not there in, I was planning to stay home, but the people in McDonald's cannot take it, so they all call in, and I had to come, and the restaurant was full, and it was all paid by the restaurant, a nice breakfast for everybody, whatever they want to, and it was very nice. I guess I brought enough business to the restaurant that they even have a sign said, meetings only 2 hours, because we are still there. And so we read the scripture, and they sing happy birthday, and it was good. And now today, as you know, many of us, we eat in the famous Jack in the Box at lunchtime. And here we have, at the end of the meal, it comes a cake, and a gorgeous cake, super chocolate cake, whatever leftover is in the car. And I'm so glad that Jeannie's granddaughter, she isn't either. And so I was planning to get a second piece, but no, she got it and saved me from walking tomorrow another hour. So just so blessed we are with love, all right? That's the key of life, when we love each other. And I have families here this morning that have left the church and came back. And then I have a lot of young couples. And as I visit with Kylie is the name of Heather, Kylie, and so on. And the family was explaining, Heather was explaining, that people want them to go to another church and so on, their parents. And she said, our church is a family. And I tell you, that touched the pastor's heart. Don't it? Our church is a family. Whatever you need, your need is our need. And we are here for you, because this is a family. That's what Jesus created, 12 people, a family. And now we are a family. And Russell Goodman, who left our church for retirement in Idaho, will say, took 20 years to make it. God mold you and mold us and make us a great family. All right. Now, another son do you have? Brother Anthony. 281. Anthony keeps on reading very good in Spanish. So those Spanish girls who are listening over the internet, if you want to know his phone number, just write to me, all right?
Yeah.
Thank you for this song. Thank you, Tayan, Professor Tayan Jun, on the piano, morning and evening. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Henry, for being here with your wife and making such an impact in our church and sharing your gift with great love to our church.